present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. I can promise you three things: hundreds of laughs, 10 fun-packed programs, and 2 broken promises. Plus 4 broken men: Graham Garden and John Junkin on my left. Finbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Not forgetting our lovely scorer, Samantha. I'd like to take time off to welcome her back. Not as much as I welcome her front. Anyway, let's get on to the first game, which is predictions for 1996. I'd like our teams to gaze at their crystal balls and tell me what they see.
I see in 1996 Norman Tebbit will win the Tour de France.
I'm sorry you introduced this, Ryan, because I just spotted a memorial service for myself in Westminster Abbey in the January.
The big story of 1996 will be the Pope allows Roman Catholics to use the contraceptive pill. It has my blessing, she says.
That's fairly big. The big one for 1996 will be Derek Jameson gets an announcement right.
Edward Heath will complain about Mrs. Thatcher.
You'll be able to watch BBC TV 3 times a week on Wogan One.
Prime Minister Derek Hatton will open his mouth to declare the Channel Tunnel open, and 4 cars will drive in.
Talking about television, the BBC in 1996 are going to agree to show commercials, and ITV are going to agree to show programmes.
Iran Radio announces the Ayatollah is still alive and well, it's just he's invisible.
British Rail will say, we're getting there, but we've forgotten quite where we're meant to be getting.
Bernard Manning will celebrate his 5th year on Blue Peter.
With Dame Samantha Fox.
Graham Garden went into an early lead in that round, but as Tim was the only one who actually got a ripple of applause, I shall give him the mark.
Where?
Next week, the Lira.
This is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the programme. This week we'll be asking them to announce the late arrivals at the communications ball. The communications ball. So while the rest of the programme's going on, will you all be thinking about that, please? Here's the round that's called Good News, Bad News. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news. The next person will give us the corresponding bad news, and then the next person the good news, and so on, until I press the buzzer, which, for those of you listening at home, might like to know, it sounds like this. We'll start with Graham.
Good news. I've just come out of hospital.
Bad news. One bit at a time.
Good news, but all the important bits are here.
No, bad news, your brain's at the stage door.
The good news is it's being very closely guarded.
Bad news, by a starving Doberman.
The good news is it's a vegetarian.
The bad news is your brain is a vegetable.
Right, Samantha, if you'll mark up 1 point to Willie Rushton, please. And stop doing your nails.
Sorry, huh?
Graham Garden's going to start again with this one.
Oh, right. Good news. We've left the Falklands.
Bad news, we can't remember where.
Good news is Rupert Murdoch has just bought them.
The bad news is we're selling them on every street corner.
The good news is that there'll be a full-colour nude on page 3.
Bad news, it's a sheep.
The good news is it's a strangely attractive sheep.
Another point to John Junkin, and we go on to... Tim, will you start, please?
Good news, they found a substitute for petrol.
Bad news is it costs 3 times as much.
Good news, it's made from sheep's droppings.
Good news?
That's quite good news. The sheep.
Bad news is Rupert Murdoch won't let us have the sheep.
Good news, you'll find the contents of the sun is an excellent substitute.
Bad news is you can't find any contents in the sun.
Another point to John Junkin, with three things in lead. And let's dawdle on to the next game, which is called Straight Face. In this round, the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panellist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and to that one I award all the marks available in this particular series. And we're going to start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Nose job.
Two words.
I heard a titter there. I must admit, I heard a titter.
That was Samantha.
Couldn't have been. She was asleep. Didn't you in the audience hear a titter? You didn't. No. You're back in the game.
Thank you.
John.
Thank game.
You. Willie.
Willie, are you with us?
I'm trying to think of a word. It's very hard when you think of all the words. Exit.
Microphone.
Yeah. There was a laugh over there. You're right.
Syllabub.
Creativity.
Brainstorm.
Constipation.
Did you hear it, Tim? I'm sorry, Tim. So it's really now between John and Willie. John.
Release.
Death.
Supernumerary.
Funeral.
Grass.
Another funeral.
Can I appeal that that's two words, sir?
It is, yes.
No, they're both one word.
And he got a laugh for another. I heard somebody fall about when you said another. So I declare John Junkin the winner of that time.
Right, too.
Gosh, this is exciting. Now we go on now to a round called Guinness Book of Records. For this round, I shall be giving our team some statistics, and I want to know what record they represent. And we'll start with you, John, as you were so brilliant in that last round. 82 years.
That is the quickest ever time in which anyone has ever got a response from the DHSS.
Very good. There is a rather more official answer to that. Would you like to hear it? It's Britain's longest marriage. Britain's longest marriage. Yes, definitely.
How long was that? 82
years. 82 years.
Good Lord. Yes.
No, Tim, yours just feels like
yes, exactly.
Willie Rushton, here's one for you.
My marriage.
Yes.
Sorry.
3,000 bottles.
The cabinet's last leak.
Yes, or if you want to know the official answer, it's the largest ever wine tasting. 3,000 bottles.
Per person, is that?
Graham Garden, your statistic is this. It's simply the word Spa, Fansack, Tibolag, Skenmuts, Utafak, Fornings, Personnel, Bekladnads, Magazines, Forads, for Valteren.
That's the record. That actually is Richard Stilgoe's anagram of the entire text of Starlight Express.
Oh, you bitch. I think it's the Swedish for yes.
Well, you get half a mark for saying it's Swedish. It's a Swedish, it's the longest Swedish word.
On the
94 card. Letters. And it means, you'll be thrilled here, the manager of the depot for the supply of uniforms to the personnel of the track cleaners union of the tramway company.
I know him.
Useful.
It's Richard Stilgo.
Timbrook Taylor.
Hello.
Here's your statistic. No one at all.
That, I think, is our highest listening figure.
Absolutely correct. Going on to you now. Now, I'm sorry to have to tell you, in the Guinness Book of Records, it's the lowest attendance for a new play. The premiere of the comedy Bag in Grantham.
She got her own back, though, didn't she?
I don't think that actually qualifies, because nobody lives in Grantham.
Well...
Well, you can't call it living.
Some terrifying people were born there.
I was just going to make it absolutely clear that the connection between the Prime Minister's birthplace and the word bag is entirely coincidental. Don, 16 foot by 7.5 foot.
Those are the exact dimensions of Barry Manilow's nose.
Yes. Yeah. It's also the measurements of the smallest pub in Britain.
He never goes there for a drink. I can't understand why.
Willie, 4.7 inches long.
Is that a statement or is it a...
or a boast?
Sounds like the height of Ronnie Corbett's ambition.
It's the smallest snake in the world, known as the thread snake. Graham Garden, here's another one for you. 11,000 men.
That's Joan Collins' salary.
Per day?
It's also the largest jailbreak ever from the Ghazra prison in Iran in 1979. Timbrook Taylor, 40 times.
Far be it from me to boast, but this is an incomplete. It should be 40 times, 420 copies of the Sun, 45 copies of the Mirror. It's the newspaper order for the House of Lords.
I think it's Joan Collins' salary as well.
Jack and Edna Moran married each other 40 times. Pretty amazing. One of the marriages lasted 82 years, which brings us to where we've started. We're going to now play, and I know everybody will be delighted that we've got round to it so early in the series, the game Mornington Crescent. Sadly, today is the last time that we're allowed to play the game, teams. As you know, there are plans for Mornington Crescent Station to be sold off to the Americans, and this means that until the shareholders' meeting next month, we can't play the game in case it publicizes the station and affects share prices. Frankly, we feel that this is an outrage, and I wonder if our audience agrees. They all clapped.
They agreed with you.
Anyway, if you at home are upset about this, please write to the appropriate authorities and we'll give you their address at the end of the programme. Meanwhile, we have been allowed to play it one last time. And on this moving occasion, we'll play the straight version, teams.
Yeah.
And we'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
It's a pretty sad moment, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Regent Street.
Tottenham.
Tottenham what?
Tottenham just 3.
Tottenham.
Oh. No, Tottenham's all right.
Tottenham up.
He doesn't have to qualify that in the straight version.
In that case, I suppose it must be Addison Road.
Be careful with that.
It's time for joking.
Romford Road.
Willie's visibly shaken by that move.
Gouge Street.
Right.
We're not playing Crabbits, are we?
No.
Did you tell that the way I said Gouge Street with such confidence?
Yes, yes. But you normally make your mistakes with such confidence. It had me fooled for a moment. Piccadilly.
Mornington Crescent.
Thank you.
It was rusty old John wandering down Romford Way.
I've never seen two people more flabbergasted than Graham and John. Of Timbrook Taylor's, which was so thoroughly appreciated by our audience.
Can I play my joker on the next round, please?
Yes, you may. And that round is last episode. In this round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music, and I'll award points for bad taste. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton. Will you put the last nail in the coffin of Hospital Watch?
My word. It's dark in here in the very bowels of Mrs. Amanda Purvis of Exeter, but we're using the infrared cameras we use on Fox Watch, and in the script it says she has anemia. I think that's it. No, she's about to have anemia. Run for your lives, man!
Graham, try and follow that for bad taste. Your work of art is Treasure Hunt.
Treasure Hunt.
Bring it to an abrupt end, please.
All right. Helicopter lands. Girl jumps out. Shouts at camera. Well, here I am at the castle, and there's lots of people here, but I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Does anybody know where I'm supposed to go? Annika, zip.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Juliet Bravo.
Morning, Inspector. In the club again?
John, will you put an end, please, to Down Your Way?
Hello, and Down Your Way this week comes from Sellafield.
Right, we're going on to the game called Just a Minim. And this is a musical round in which the team members attempt to sing a song for a minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And our song is I Feel Pretty. And as Timbrook Taylor played his joker in the last round and didn't get any points, we'll start with him. Challenge from Graham Garden.
Hesitation.
Tim.
I thought it was repetition on the piano.
He dropped the octave.
Well, I'm sure there's something he can put on it.
Okay, will you start again?
I feel pretty. Oh, so beautiful. I feel big.
Challenge there from John.
Repetition of I feel.
Not yet.
No, he was going to, but he hasn't yet.
He said, oh, so.
Well, I thought we were running late. I'd anticipate.
It was about Corrie to do that.
Carry on.
This person senses wonderful and tremendous and bright.
Challenge there from Graham Garden.
Deviation. Tremendous isn't a paraphrase for witty. And you haven't said witty yet. You could have said
why
witty.
Are we bothering anyway?
I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to give you the point for hesitation, because he said twice. He said
Ah, did he?
Yes. So will you take up a song, Graham?
And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming.
Challenge from Tim.
I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming.
I is too short a word to come into consideration here.
All right.
So I'm going to allow the point, and it's over to you, Willie.
You tell Clement Freud that.
Very well. Aye, 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 aye. Aye, 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 aye. Aye, 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 aye.
Challenge from John.
Hesitation.
Did you hear a hesitation?
Between the first four eyes and the last six eyes, there was definitely a pause.
You're calling Four Eyes.
Well, John, yeah, I'll allow that, and I'll give you, John, you now have about 40 minutes to continue the song. Will you carry on?
Pretty, that I hardly can believe me real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. How can I sing this song if I have selections from the Gibson girl?
Gibson.
He's got to stay
this,
with me.
John, just to calm you down, I'm going to give you the points for that round.
Thank you very much indeed. I feel
and
much
the reason I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it through dereliction of duty on the part of Tim and Willie, because he said, how can I, three times, and you didn't bow.
The first time is in tune.
So let's do another song, and John, you'll have the privilege of starting this one. And the song is Let's Do It.
And that's why chinks do it, Japs indulge. Up in Lapland, little Laps also may function. Let's do it. Shall we fall in love?
Tim.
Tim?
Challenge.
I'm afraid it's do it.
Two do it's, that's a quartet.
Two do it's and a left. Yes, right, over to you, Tim.
Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets make an attempt at something like it. Lithuanians, and let's also partake
of
some... Repetition. Lithuanians and let's are the same people.
Even if they were, that would be so clever that nobody would like you.
Talking of laps. Every Christmas I get a Lithuanian diary.
And it's about as much use as a...
Okay, yes. I'll allow that. I'll allow that, Graham. Will you take up the song?
Where?
Where have you...
The Dutch in old Amsterdam. Have a go at it. Not to mention the Finns.
Challenge from Tim.
It.
Everybody's been repeating it.
No, they haven't. Some of us have
matter.
Not. Some of us have
anyway,
not.
Anyway, my decision is final. Carry on, Graham.
Oh, since I am, do the thing. Think of Siamese twins.
Repetition. Challenge. Twins.
I'll allow that. Right, Willie, you've got 4 seconds.
Some Argentines without means.
Challenge from John.
Repetition of eames.
A lot of truth in that.
Yes, yes. That gives you 1 second, John.
People say in Boston...
Challenge from Tim.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. Tim, you have 30 seconds.
In Boston even fools.
Challenge from John, after the bell.
Making Cole Porter turn in his grave.
Which is deviation.
Right. Well, Tim Brooke Taylor won that round. And we come on now, teams, to the late arrivals. I'm going to ask you to announce for the communications ball. I'm going to sit back and have a chat with Samantha.
All the way from America, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Com and their English cousin, British Tilly Com.
Will you welcome, please, all the way from Wales, Mr. and Mrs. Lingcode and their son, the Welsh International Die Lingcode.
Would you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Express and their daughter, Peony Express?
Certainly.
Related vaguely to George and Arthur Tints on a String, the two Tints on a String.
And a warm welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Sturdletter and their son, Reggie Sturdletter.
The Giraffes. And their son, Eliograph.
Mr. and Mrs. Confidential and their daughter in the army, Private Anne Confidential.
The ISTE Services and their daughter, Honor Madge.
From the police communications room, will you welcome our guests, Mr. and Mrs. Cars in the Vicinity and their son, Colin, all cars in the vicinity.
from Dynasty with shoulders like a pack horse, crystal set.
The day calls, that's May Day call, and a cheap sun day call.
I've just had a communication from the producer that I've got to wind up the show because it's running down.
Mr. and Mrs. Gaged Sound and their son, Ian Gaged Sound. And from France, the family Sel Proust. That's Marcel Proust and Parcel Proust.
Oh, yeah. Go home now.
I think I will. So it's goodbye from goodbye from all of us, and join us again next week.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, John Junkin, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme is produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
And you can hear the next I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue on Saturday at 9:05. A number of listeners have called us in the last few minutes asking if Willie Rushton was justified in saying Googe Street after John Junkin's Romford Row in the game of Mornington Crescent. Well, from what I can remember of the game, he wasn't. In the straight version, he should have responded with a station on the Bakerloo line, which would have let Graham Garden in with a crossover gambit and victory in five. I'm surprised none of them noticed that slip, but congratulations to those of you who did.